Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's good? We back live once again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Bluff, you know, with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone.
How y'all doing out there? What's up?
Tonight's call-in number is 347-633-9265. 347-633-9265. For everybody online, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Put 'Em On Blast Radio. PUTEM On Blast Radio. For all inquiries on interviews or any subjects or anything, et cetera, like that, email putemonblastradio@gmail.com. PUTEM onblastradio@gmail.com. Now, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. I'd like to thank everybody for all the support. Everybody, you know, much love all the way around all four corners. You know, I like to thank Royal Blunts for sponsoring Put 'Em On Blast Radio. I like to give much love to Bipolar Naked Magazine. And everybody out there, y'all can come check us out in the 9th issue because we're in that magazine right now that's out. And like I said, please check us out and support the clothing fashion of Bipolar Naked. And I want to give big ups to Madman UNG Radio, like always, Miss Very Sexy Lady, his co-host, you know, Lisa, Texicali, you know, IND, YFK, all you guys out there, you know, just big ups and much love. But tonight's show, we have a special show. As everybody knows, tomorrow's the BET Awards. See what I'm saying? And tonight, as my special guest, we have Madman, and we had him on the show in the past on his music, but tonight he's co-hosting the show with me and Miss Kimmy Simone, so that way we all can discuss about this. It's basically off topic. It's a pre-BET award show discussion, and we're talking about why hip-hop is the way it is, why the BET Awards is the way it is, why the BET Awards is always held on the West Coast normally and nobody's ever getting any recognition or anything like that and so forth. But right now, I want to introduce the special guest, our special guest, our loved one, Fan Bam, Madman, to the show. Say what's up to all the Put 'Em On Blast Radio fans, Madman.
What up, Put 'Em On Blast? This is your boy, Madman, representing the Mad UNG. What up, Crazy Mo, Kimmy Simone, what's going on?
What's happening with you, baby?
It's all good. It's all the way live.
I'm ready to do this.
That's up. You know how we get down with it.
So,
excuse me. Nah, but, you know, like I was telling everybody, you know, we talking about the BET Awards. We just going to get off into it, you know, why the BET Awards is always held on the West Coast most of the time, and West Coast artists is not getting the recognition that they deserve. And why is it that the artists that are winning are always the same exact artists, and they're always getting, like, so many numerous of awards? Yes, they do have talent. Nobody's hating on them, but it's just the principles. West Coast has talent also. And if you're going to have an award show, especially a BET award show, Black Entertainment, you know, if you're going to have that on the West Coast, you got to have some West Coast artists nominated. You got to give them some awards. Snoop Dogg deserves a whole bunch of awards. See what I'm saying? Badass, Dog Pound, all kinds. See what I'm saying? Crooked Eyes, Jail Felonies, Ice Cubes and all them. But you don't see none of them up there getting no awards. Why is that? Mm-hmm. What do you think about that, man?
Well, right about now, they got a certain circle that they got going on in the music industry, and they don't want people with powerful voices to get on because certain brothers got voices that need to be heard, and when they jump on with them powerful voices, they'll I don't want to say, you know, names, but they'll do certain things to shut them down, and they'd rather hear people with voices that's basically making you pop bottles and shake ass to blind the black community, or I should say the community of color.
See, and that's just crazy, and that don't make no sense. You know what I'm saying? But like, I see, my personal feeling about this whole music thing is, I love music to death, But I just want to hear real music out there, and I feel like there's so many artists that's supposed to get things that they deserve and they don't. Certain artists that do receive things, you know, they shouldn't. See what I'm saying? Especially for some of the songs and the music that they making out there, videos, all that stuff. No, they don't deserve it. See what I'm saying? They ain't got to miss your name, nothing like that. But it's just the principles. There's a lot of mainstream artists, and they will be at the BET Awards tomorrow. They will be there tomorrow, you know, winning awards like always. And you're going to be like, yeah, we know who won that. See what I'm saying? We know such and such won that. You know, no doubt, because it's rigged for certain individuals that some people may say sold they sold to whatever. So they're always going to win. No matter how you look at it, no matter who does music from now to the near future, these artists that's winning now will always win awards for the next so many years until they die off, no matter what, because it's rigged for them to win those awards and do what they're supposed to do and be in a position they're in, which is the wrong way of getting power or whatever you may want to call it. But right now, I want to bring in this next caller. Hello, caller. Say what's up to all the Put 'Em On Blast Radio fans.
How you doing?
How you doing? Who's this? What's your name?
How you doing? This is Stacy. I was just calling in because I saw the promotion on Facebook, and I just want to say that it's very interesting. I love this topic that you guys are talking about. It needs to be addressed. And exactly what you and Madman was just talking about, that's I love what you guys just spoke about, because it needs to be heard.
Do you have any input? Do you have any input on the Music Awards? As you know, it's tomorrow and it's held in Atlanta. Everybody knows that by now. See what I'm saying? Is there anything that's on your mind that you might want to put on blast, you know, about the BET Awards as part of this discussion that you don't like?
Well, yes, basically you guys basically summed it up, but it's so true. I mean, it is so heartfelt because I don't understand. It's like they're not opening up doors for newcomers, you know, and I don't understand why that's not, you know. It's like not only newcomers, it's like people out there that's already in the business, they're not even being heard. They're being heard through certain social internet, but other than that, they're not really being heard because they're not, just like you guys said, they're not going to let it be out there. They're not going to let it be posted or, you know what I mean? They're not going to let it be known, period. They just going to, they know what they're doing. That's the scary thing about it.
Well, let me tell you a little something that I peeped out. You know, BET is not black owned no more. They sold it to MTV, which is owned by Viacom, which is owned by people in high places, right? So with that being said, they pre-record these shows now so they can censor and take out certain parts of the BET Awards, the hip-hop awards and the BET Awards, the ones that's recorded in Atlanta and on the West Coast. The thing about it is that they're looking out for certain artists for certain reasons because, you know what I mean, they go off sales nowadays, you know what I'm saying? If Rick Ross sells 4 million records and then this young cat over here, Young T, only sells 100,000, but he got real talent, they're not going to really notice him or they're not going to give him no love. They'd rather go with Rick Ross. They go with sales nowadays. So that's why the younger, the new artists aren't getting played as much. You know what I'm saying? BET isn't like it used to be where they had Teen Summit, BET News, Video Soul. You got artists out here spending $100,000 on videos with Power 106 and Park, only to play 15 seconds of your video and then cut you off, you know. So tonight, you know, we on here to make a stand. We're going to be a voice for hip-hop. We ain't afraid. We're going to represent.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank
Madman,
you.
Crazy
Thank
mo,
you.
Man.
Thank you. That's right, because I need things to be fair. You know, that's not right that they keep showing, you know, keep promoting the same people. It's like I'm tired of really seeing the same people. I hear them, and, you know, I purchase their music and everything, but sometimes they have to open up doors for other people so that their voices could be heard as well. So that's why I called in, just to say, you know, and I do appreciate, you know, you guys speaking up. I love this topic. Thank you so much, though.
Thank you so much. Put them on blast radio every day, all day. We love you.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Thank you.
Go ahead, finish what you was going to say.
What'd you say?
It's all good.
I thank her for calling in. But, yeah, man, you know, that's some true stuff right there that she was saying and that you were saying. And we do need to take a stand for hip-hop, for Black Nation, for whatever, you know, it may be. It is what it is. But it's only a certain amount of people who have strong voices. And the ones who have strong voices really need to connect together and get everybody else to ride the bandwagon so we can really go straight to BET, go to MTV, go to 106 and Park, and really take a stand just like the Million Man March. Same thing. Get a million man march going, but it's
million
for hip-hop.
Million woman.
See what I'm saying? That's what it is. It's for hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? And everybody just go and take a stand and demand respect. You know what I'm saying? Those E-40s, everybody, Snoops, like they have the rap summits down in L.A. You know what I'm saying? They need to do something like that where we just get the whole California on, you know, just the whole West Coast and just really just ride and just take a stand and let them know, y'all have to respect us. We've been here forever. Why ain't you respecting us? Overlook the gangs, overlook the drugs. See what I'm saying? East Coast got the same thing. Dirty South got the same thing. Midwest has the same thing. So why are you singling out West Coast from the Music Awards? Why are you not allowing people from the West Coast to get anything? Why?
I kind of know why. Back, I'm going to say 5 to 10, 15 years ago, West Coast was who banging, and we wasn't getting no radio playing. We was making a lot of sales. And then when we show up to these places, people was afraid of us. So, you know what I mean? And that's why we had that East Coast, West Coast beef. Once God came into the picture and squashed that, got that out the way, he blessed the South, and the South kind of took a little stand. So now it's going back around in the whole entire circle. They do the BET Awards on the West Coast. They do the BET Hip Hop Awards in the South. Now they had this little brawl the other night. That Jeezy against Rick Ross and the shooting in the parking lot, they going to start shutting that one down, too. I was thinking to myself earlier today, that was kind of like God letting them know it backfired on them because the awards are supposed to be live. It ain't supposed to be pre-recorded, you know what I'm saying? So since with that being said, you know what I mean, they got to sit down at the table, take it back to how it used to be back in the day, you know what I'm saying, represent all elements of music, not just this little old circle that we're seeing, you know what I'm saying? Every year the same artist winning, same nominee. No disrespect to, you know, the ones who getting awards and stuff. But there's some other people out here that are responsible for these people that's getting these awards and they're not getting notarized, you know what I mean?
Like people, you know what I'm saying?
We're spinning them records on the record, on the radio.
And while you saying that, man, I'm so glad that you said that. This is Kimmy Simone. I just wanted to say I'm so glad that you said it because they don't realize right now what you're doing with your radio station, what we're doing with our radio station, you know what I mean? This is what we need to do. And if everybody just come together, you know what I mean, and don't worry about their payment, their pattern, just make our own pattern and make our own rules. We can do this, and we're doing it right now. Regardless of how everybody look at it, we're doing it right now.
That's
right,
why
we're
doing it right this minute. You know what I mean? I don't plan on stopping. And I see y'all don't got no plans on stopping. We got to get We got to get an organization where we make a stand. So if anybody got some good ideas out there, want to call in, and you know what I mean, we all get together and get this hip-hop / R&B, rhythm and blues, jazz, tap back together, where we can get this movement because really it was a plan to stop us from eating. You know what I mean? No disrespect. I'm just patting, you know what I'm saying? We ain't got the biggest educations in the world, so we was, like, blessed with this music. We made a quick $1 million to feed our family, and they seen us getting this money, so they tried their best to shut us down. Now they damn near making it impossible for you to make $5. You know what I mean?
They
download the music on the internet for free. You know what I mean? All this craziness going on right now. We trying to eat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, see, I think the industry is mad because the way it was seemed like the way it seems the picture that's being painted seems like the music industry mainstream is only meant for everybody but the West Coast. See what I'm saying? But they're mad at the West Coast because they try to keep us quiet and silent. But what we did was, in order to break inside the industry, we went underground and started selling it out the trunks. And when we sold it out the trunks, mainstream started noticing, damn, these underground cats over here out of West Coast, see what I'm saying? They're doing it big. They're selling millions, hundreds of thousands, you know, hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars, going platinum out of the trunk of their cars. Who is these people? We don't want them in the industry, but we have no choice because they're making so much money and they got so many sales, like you said. You know what I'm saying?
Power.
But they still, even so that they do that and go platinum more than mainstream artists, they don't care because, why? Where are you from? California? Oh. Well, you're not getting anything. See what I'm saying? Oh, you want to sign with us? Oh, okay. Well, you're going to go over here and hold around for us for a long time. You're going to be our prostitute for a while until we're done with you. See what I'm saying? You're going to go do shows. You're going to go do TV commercials. You're going to go do all this stuff and slave until we say we're done with you. Now you drop from the label. And now when you drop from the label, now they want to try to sue you for the little bit that you're trying to save.
Wow.
So you wind up with nothing. See what I'm saying?
Wow.
And it don't make sense. This is for the West Coast, not for the East and everywhere else, because the industry has love for them. That's why those artists is winning. Watch tomorrow. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. Them cats from down south is going to win. See what I'm saying? The same dirty south cats is going to win tomorrow. I guarantee it.
We're not dissing the South, y'all, for people out there listening. We're saying that give it to us in the South because they're afraid of the West Side and because what we believe in the trail that we walk and what we've done, they know our past. This is where Pac got killed at. This is where Biggie got killed at, you know what I'm saying? It's like a conspiracy, man. People come up dead every year before the Grammy. You know, and it's all wild because Hollywood is the biggest music industry chain in the game. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they're trying to open up a new door, and which is the South, because the South is cool and comfortable. You know what I mean? Don't get it wrong. You brothers in the South go wild, too. But, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're afraid of that West Coast. They're afraid of that New York East Coast. So, we're going to have a hard time getting in right now. That's why a lot of rappers go to acting now. You know what I mean? They're like, okay. Y'all ain't going to give me no money over here. I just act. You know what I mean?
See, I'm not talking bad about nobody in the South. So the people that's down South listening, I'm not talking about all you guys down there. There's certain artists that I'm talking about, and I know everybody can read between lines. I know everybody's not stupid. I just ain't got to put everybody's names out there like that. So when I say Dirty South, I mean with that real Dirty South accent. I'm not talking about Atlanta. I'm not talking about certain places. I'm talking about, you know, somewhere where everybody know about. See what I'm saying? So it's all good because I ain't trying to make everybody mad or thinking I'm hating, but I'm not. But every year, these artists is getting the same, you know, award.
It's a circle. It's a triangle.
And all that, you know, is this. It don't make no sense. And then they target at the, you know, the good artists, they target at them to try to put you in jail, make it seem like you're a bad individual. So by the time you do switch over to mainstream, people don't like you. They like, no, you got a bad rap. You know what I'm saying? We don't even know why you're mainstream.
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Good point.
It don't make sense. But it is what it is. See what I'm saying? But that's in their eyes. But us as individuals like me and you, we think differently from the mainstream artists. So to me, I think they're blinded. They're zombies. See what I'm saying? They're all brainwashed. But underground artists are so strong, we're like, no, we're cutting out the middleman. See what I'm saying? Cutting out that middleman, and we're learning to do the paperwork. We're finding out about the paperwork because, you know, when you sign a contract with a mainstream label, most of the time, the contract is always crooked or shady or shiesty somewhere down the line. The record company is getting a big old cut, and you just getting a small percentage. And if you're not knowing about contracts, you thinking that small percentage is something big. But that's really pocket change. You know what I'm saying? That ain't nothing. That's why underground artists that come out and they get their money and they learn, that's why mainstream artists, that's why mainstream be mad at underground, because we smart. We too smart for our own good. That's why we all have so many labels in California. Underground, I'm talking about all underground period, not just California, but all underground period. They have their own way of getting money. And they cut out the middleman. They smart. They start to go to school, learning, you know, the business side of everything.
Right.
And they putting it to work, and they getting it. And people get mad.
That's right.
They get mad.
That's right.
See what I'm saying? I want to put them all on blast. I'm saying, I want to say people's names and stuff, but see, I'm keeping it the way it is. That's the way the show is. But it's all good, though. See what I'm saying? Because a lot of people stealing people's music, too. And they re-rapping people's music to their own music, and people's not noticing it unless you slow it down and really focus on that artist or those artists and listen to their music. And you be like, oh, that's Tupac. Oh, that's Aaliyah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such and such. Oh, that's such and such.
No, what I think
that's
it is, really, I think it's just a triangle. I think it's a triangle, like I said. Everybody got money, got the power. Everybody sits together. They got the money and got the power. If you don't amount to where they are, if you're not on their level, not on their standards, they ain't listening to you. They ain't looking at you. You're not there. You're invisible to them. Until you just step into where they at in their realm and let them see you and let them hear you, and it ain't about money. It's about respect. It's about these children, like I said before. It's about everything we do. It don't have nothing to do with us no more. It's about these kids. Because everybody's getting lost. These videos. These cartoons, everything is just all crazy. And these people out here just looking at these videos and stuff. You know what I'm saying? They're looking at these awards and stuff. It's all about money. Like I said, it's the triangle. It's what it is. And I ain't even got to say what it is.
With that being said, a lot of the rappers that's getting blessed right now with the money that's coming through the chain that's in that circle have kind of, not all of them, but a lot of them done forgot what the purpose is about. You're supposed to get blessed and go back and bless the next. You know what I'm saying? If you make $10 million, that's a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to step to the side and say, look, I got 10 new acts right here. These cats from Kansas City, these brothers from Detroit, they from Seattle, these from Canada, but they all from Detroit. I'm going to put these brothers down or these sisters, you know, make something happen. Don't just say, man, last year I wasn't getting no money. Now I'm getting this money. I'm running with the big boys, and that's it. We blowing money on making. We making it, you know. Come on now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Who got Lady Gaga right now?
I could barely hear you. Say it again.
I said, who got Lady Gaga right now? What happened with that situation right there?
I can't. Oh, you talking about the little scrap at the BET Awards?
Yeah, the Lady Gaga.
I can barely hear you. You know what I'm saying? Something wrong with the connection, but you know what I'm saying?
She's trying to say, what do you think about Lady? Who got Lady Gaga? Who's on Lady
the
Gaga?
The situation.
You know, the situation with Lady Gaga.
I can't answer that one, but I know that Dr. Dre had something to do with that in the beginning. Then she got kidnapped from him and went to a different direction, and now he's gone. You know what
I'm saying? I'm just saying that to prove a point. How money can be right in your hand, talent can be right in your face, like what you just said, and then it just slip right away from you. Now you lose it. That's all I was saying, bro.
I don't know, but it's all good. Yeah, it's all good. But right now, man, I just want to go to a quick little break right here. We're going to get into your track right here called Lover, and we're going to come right back. Just stay online, and we'll be right back. You guys heard it first right here. I'll put them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station.
For you, baby girl. Yeah. All these women going crazy all across the world. They loving it.
They loving it.
They loving it.
They loving it.
No matter what I do, you seem to keep it true. They loving it.
They loving it.
They loving it.
They loving it.
No matter what I do, you seem to keep it true. Foreplay, titty play, stand up in it all day. Hit you in the right way. Watch it yell, boom, shake. I'm a grown ass man. We got rules in the game, and you must understand.
dirty drawers and she love my dirty socks. No matter what I do, she gon' love me nonstop because she love a nigga. Come hug a nigga, you know I'm not no bus nigga. She love that I'm a hustle nigga. When get off work, I'm fucking nigga.
Man, I gave her game. She came with hella morals. When mad come around, baby girl, she roll that royal. That carpet, she love Madman and my accomplishment. She looking good, she smelling good, and baby girl, my garbage.
If I'm down to my last dime, she still love a nigga. If she caught me in the lie, she still love a nigga. No matter what I do, she still love a nigga. If I'm cross that river, I bet she still love a nigga.
They loving it.
They loving it.
They loving it.
They loving it.
No matter what I do, you seem to keep it true. They loving it.
They loving it.
They loving it.
They loving it.
No matter what I do, you seem to keep it true.
Tell me that you wanna leave, but you love a nigga while I'm out here in these streets. You still love a nigga. Come in late at night at 3. You still love a nigga. You still love a nigga. You still love a nigga.
Let you down with a nigga. No matter what I do, we go through trials and tribulations, but she always stays true. And she down with you and G. We gon' cash some fat checks. Love when I express myself, get shit off my chest with this bomb ass sex.
This bomb ass sex. I can get you wet. She say she like my swag, but she love me in the bed. The way I put it down, I'ma beat it up. She say, John G, why you got me lost?
Hit it from the back, do it like a Mac. Yeah, in fact, run and tell that. I'm about to hit the studio and lace the bomb track. When you see the madman, you don't know how to act. You done got some good loving, girl. Look at how you act. Yeah, they loving it.
They loving it.
They loving it.
They loving it.
No matter what I do, you seem to keep it true. They loving it.
They loving it.
They loving it.
They loving it.
No matter what I do, you seem to keep it true.
Tell me that you wanna leave, I'ma beat it up. Coming in late at 3, I'ma beat it up. I'ma put it down with this bomb ass set.
With this bomb ass set.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We back live once again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. That was Madman Lover. And we back live on our pre-BET award show discussion with me and Mr. Madman. And like we was talking about, you know, for the callers and stuff that's online and everybody that's on the phone, you know, we just talking about the overview of the whole music industry and the likes and the don't likes and how we need to take a stand and make it where underground artists can get heard and West Coast artists can get the recognition that they deserve, since the awards is always normally on the West Coast. And it's not even just BET Awards. That goes for all the other award shows, too, that are held here. But it's all good. But right now, you know, we're going to go overtime a little bit, so it's all good, though. So everybody just stay online, and we're going to get into this caller. What's up, caller? Say what's good, all the Put 'Em On Blast Radio fans.
This is Jay Wavy, the great, all kinds of the 50 states, a UNG member, man. You know what I'm saying? Trying to keep it cold in December out here, man.
Hey,
right.
Is there anything you might want to put on blast about the music industry?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. You know what I'm saying? I just think a lot of cats ain't being real about their situations in life. You know what I mean? They selling a dream and not really living it. You know what I mean? A lot of them cars on videos be like rentals. And, you know what I mean? A lot of them they acting like they girls and it's not their girls. You know, there's just, you know what I mean?
Girls.
They say the best show gets the most show, but I believe selling the dream is going to keep everybody asleep. We got to get back into our conscious music, you know?
That's what's up. That's what's up. And that's real talk.
Real talk.
You know what I'm saying? But what you say, man?
What happened to self-destruction and, you know what I mean? Music like that.
Yeah, for real. And all that unity music. You see what I'm saying? That's when we had good, that's when we had good black music. But it changed.
Right.
But somebody put that change in there. See what I'm saying? But who did that? And it wasn't, I understand NWA started gangster rap. See what I'm saying? So everybody needs to get that right. NWA started gangster rap. But my thing is, who started rappers to actually switch over like that? Who did that? Who threw that to switch it over?
No disrespect and none of that to knock nobody's career. We won't get blackballed. But it was some criminal Jews who started that. They figured out that they run, you know, no disrespect.
Universal,
like,
man. Go on and say universal, man. Go on and give it up.
Well, I'm a universal as a part of it, but the truth, you know, that's a part of it for sure. We know that's the truth. But to elaborate to that is that they like I said, like, you know, like Farrakhan always tell people, you know, if you sit back and you pay attention, you know, step outside the box and look in for a little while. A lot of people that's in the box is kind of in the blind. And like us right now, we outside the box looking in. We can see why they shutting people down. You know, like what we talk about right here, it's on a little, I ain't going to say little internet, but it's on a small scale compared to the big radio stations like a WBLS, you know what I'm saying, big boy radio station. They won't allow them to talk about that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we can get on here, we go crazy, and they're trying their best to shut us down and things. So that's how it came into the game. To answer your question, Crazy Mo, about who started that, you had, like, Parrish from the Bay Area. He was going crazy. Pac was going crazy. I was going crazy. He was going crazy. We was busting in our kids' eyes, you know what I'm saying? KRS-One, people like that. Chuck D, we was riding, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, you know, the power even came. I'm from L.A., and the power came to us real strong. We was banging with the Crips and Blood. And next thing you know, like, people start saying, look, man, y'all can't be killing for colors. Y'all got to get on the Malcolm X tip, man, and get rowdy, man, and open your little brothers and sisters' eyes. So then all of a sudden, the Jews with the money that run the industry was like, look here, yo, we're going to give these cats a couple dollars to shut them down, and we'll get some ghost riders to write their raps for them so they can't be talking like that no more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but when you get somebody like that to write your raps, to me, that end up making you and not a real rapper, because that's somebody else's words. That's not your life. You rapping somebody else's life now. See what I'm saying? You rapping somebody's life who wish they could rap, but they can't rap. So, to me, I think a real rapper writes their own music or freestyles their own music. See what I'm saying? That's a real rapper. That's somebody I'll listen to, somebody that's talking about something, somebody that's speaking about, you know, helping the kids or life. I understand you rap about gangs, drugs. Everybody raps about that, you know, but it's all good. See what I'm saying? But talk about something. That's why Pac said, listen to the words. That's why I made that comment before. That's why I made that comment before on one of my past shows, that I felt like I might even do it, you know, do a whole CD that's a cappella. See what I'm saying? Write it out the same way you do it, just with no music. You can rap it to whatever beat you want. That's what you do, but just take the beat off of it after you finish mixing it down and stuff, and then put it out so that way people can hear the words. So I'm saying it'll be a cappella. See what I'm saying? Music, you know, listen to the words. See what I'm saying? Straight words, whatever. See what I'm saying? Mark it down, write it down. See what I'm saying? That's a free one for y'all right there. See what I'm saying? That's a free idea right there up in the air for y'all. Take that, make some money off of it. See what I'm saying? Make a trend and watch how many people follow that train and do it. Once you do it, everybody else going to do it. Guarantee it. People going to do it.
I'm glad you said
that. Everything.
Hey, I'm glad you said that. I'm going to go back to what you said earlier in the conversation about some of these new artists out the last 10 years, 5 years, they basically rewriting people's raps and songs and making millions, and the hip-hop world don't know that this is an Ice Cube song or a KRS-One song, and these youngsters are getting over it right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
a lot of these
youngsters
go back and do your history and study up on who Rakim is. You know what I'm saying? Go find out who Toddy T is. You know what I mean? Find out who King is. You know what I'm saying? I had a person that come to my radio station the other day and told me they ain't never heard the Dog Pound. And they from Long Beach.
Yeah, you from Long Beach and you ain't heard from Dog, and you don't know who Dog Pound is. That's crazy.
You know, the five elements of hip hop, you know?
That's
wow.
right.
Wow.
But
you, can you imagine guys thinking like Pac at this age? They, you know what I mean? The industry didn't want guys thinking like Tupac. You know what I mean? At this, just think if Tupac would probably be what, 39 or what, 41 or something?
40,
can you imagine a bunch of guys at that age thinking like that? You know what I mean? That was like probably a plan. They didn't want people being conscious of what's going on. Like in the urban community, like in South Central, Northside, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Decatur, Georgia, they don't want cats thinking like that in the ghetto the way Pac thought. It's scary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Those are the people who they lock up. Those are the people who they put in jail who think like that.
That's right.
I know there's a bunch of brothers that's in the South, that's real rappers from the South. They won't get no recognition because they got the staff got this little move where it's more like party music, and all the brothers that really can get down from the South don't get no love. So the brothers in the South got anger too, you know what I'm saying? Because I ride with the South too, and they be upset. They be like, "Dang, we can't get on because they loving these old Hollywood cats." You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, they want you to party so you won't recognize what's going on and knowing about politics and knowing the bills they just passed. You know what I mean? They want you to keep dancing and partying and doing drugs and rapping about your rims, your jewelry, and how the women is shaking this and shaking that. But they don't want you to be conscious of what's really going on. You know what I mean?
I got one question. Why is it that mainstream industry has no God? Meaning they don't believe in God like that. Why is that? Like, meaning, like, when they go to see underground, they'll talk about God all day. And they'll tell you, we pray every night and all this. But mainstream, why is there no God? Why is it that they don't talk about God in their music? See what I'm saying? When they get their award, watch every single last one of them. Hey, yeah, so it says you just won a 2012 Hip Hop Award. Oh, I'd like to thank the record company, John Smith, John Doe, Susie Lou, the strippers that was at the club. Thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah.
What happened to God?
Well, they want you to keep worshiping the products that the corporations invent. They want you to keep worshiping the money, the jewelry, the car. They want to do away with God. They want you to worship everything that they put that's man-made. But if you're a living person and you're conscious, you know, you give life to dead things, to material things. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Because if
we were buying
79 Pintos, putting rims on them, and if 12 guys do it, I guarantee you it'd be another 12 guys behind us. We bring life to material things, and they don't want to.
Yeah.
They don't want to bring life to nothing conscious. You know what I mean?
A guy got shot in New York.
I mean, a bunch of times, right? And he didn't die. Nobody reacted. But when we was rapping conscious music in the 93 in the LA riots, you know what I mean? People reacted to things like that. So they want to get rid of all that conscious music so you won't react to things that they doing to us in a different, you know what I mean, in that manner. Yeah. If I said it right, I hope I said it right, you know?
You said it right, because they're nothing but a distraction. You know what I'm saying? That's the reason why they're not praising God.
Because they're distracted.
They got so many. No disrespect, you know what I'm saying? This is how America's set up right now. When you wake up in the morning, you got to wash your face, wash your ass, get your clothes on, go to work. You ain't even got time to praise God. You know what I'm saying? You ain't even got time to put no food in your stomach, because if you don't get to work, you're going to get fired. You're going to be on
the
unemployment
line.
That's
the thing, but you can praise God in your head. You don't have to sit down and get dropped to your knees and do all that. You can walk and pray. You can be walking, getting
ready.
Thank you, God, for waking me yesterday.
Right.
Oh, yeah, thank you for brushing my teeth this morning. Thank you for using my arms to brush my teeth.
That's real.
Thank you for being able to walk up out of here so I can go get some money. See what I'm saying? Thank you for such and such. See what I'm saying? You ain't got to drop to your knees and do all that. You can walk and pray at the same time. If you can walk and think about sex and walk and think on how you going to hustle up some money so you can go and buy this and buy that. You can walk and pray and do all that.
That's
you sit up and plot and think how you going to rob a store. See what I'm saying? That's like the triangle Kimmy Simone was talking about, but it's all good. See what I'm saying? But it is what it is. But we only have like 5 minutes left of this show, and I'm just trying to let everybody get it all out. But, man, while we got you on the line, matter of fact, the caller, what's your name again?
I'm Jay Waves, man. God bless the Jay world. Waves. That's my last. You know what I mean? Real talk.
That's what's up. I wanna ask you, is there one last thing that you might wanna say to anybody out there in the world right here on Putting On Blast Radio before we end the show?
I like to
talking
say,
to me,
man,
or you talking to the caller?
At any call,
no, I'm talking to the caller.
At any cost, be real about what you're doing. You know what I mean? And think about what you say before you say it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And, man, is there anything that you might want to say, any last words before we end the show?
Yeah, man, I want people, the hip-hoppers, to start, you know, doing their research on everything. Find out who owns BET. Find out who owns the radio station that they're running. You know what I'm saying? Find out who owns the record company that they own. You know what I'm saying? Dig in their heart and soul and learn that they're leaders and stop being followers. You know what I'm saying? Find out who owns Twitter or Facebook. These independent artists dropping their music on iTunes and Reverb Nation and all that. Find out who owns CD Baby. You know what I mean? Find out what's going on before you walk into a dark hole. You know what I'm saying? Walk over there with your eyes open, man. Use that third eye that God blessed you with. You know what I'm saying? This conversation was good tonight. We was never unorganized. We all on the same page. Everybody's had a whole bunch of points to get out. I hope the people that's listening, you know, really sucked it in and got some blessings from Crazy Mo Madman, Stacy who called, you know what I'm saying, Jay from UNG, we represent, you know what I'm saying, 2012, go vote for Obama, you know what I'm saying, because Romney is a criminal, like they say, he worked for big criminals in the United States, they're trying to, you know, keep the rich and the middle class great with these tax little scheme going on. You know what I'm saying? They don't care nothing about our education, our food stamps, none of that stuff, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Like I said earlier in the conversation, to make the story short, they're trying to really take music away from us 100%, where you be just an independent artist out there, ass out. All you're doing is dropping your music on the internet. People see it on the internet, but you ain't making a dime. And the circle is the one that's making the money, the people that's going to get the awards tomorrow, that Crazy Mo talking about. So everybody out there that's mad, man, UNG Records, please follow me at Facebook, you know what I'm saying? You can hear my music on Put 'Em On Blast, UNG Radio, you know what I'm saying? We a team, we out here getting them up, man. Y'all support us, man. Go out there and pick up them new songs. Like my boy say, don't try to diss us. Wow!
That's what's up. Wow. It's all good. But I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. I'd like to thank everybody for the support of the show. I'd like to thank you, Madman. I'd like to thank you, Jay. I'd like to thank Miss Kimmy Simone. I'd like to thank the Miss Lady who called in earlier and the other caller. You know, it's all love. Shout outs to everybody. You know, keep on tuning in and keep on supporting the show. Be safe. Stop the violence. We need to come together as one nation. We need to come and support our local artists, and we really need to pray more, and we need to really get it in, and we really need to do the right thing. And Kimmy Simone has something to say as she takes us out.
I just want to say to everybody, God bless everybody, and no matter what nobody say, believe in you, and if you can believe it, see it, and dream it, it's real. It's real, it's real, it's real. And let them see it.
That's right. You guys heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And we signing off until next time. I salute you to artists that's right here online. And everybody, please support and get at us on Facebook.com/ Put 'Em On Blast Radio, PUTEM On Blast Radio. You can listen to all the music interviews, all that. If you guys want interviews, hit us up, PutEmOnBlastRadio@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? We on Spreaker.com. We're everywhere. Twitter.com. Put 'Em On Blast Radio. Kimmy Simone. Miss Kimmy Simone on Facebook. Crazy Mo 916. Get at me. Crazy Mo Blood Bino. It's all good. Crazy with a K. Mo with no E. If you're trying to Google me, you know, that's how you get at us. We're everywhere. But please keep on supporting. And we thank you guys until next time. God bless. And have a peaceful night. And thank you guys until next time.
We love you.
That's right. And we love you too. Ways up.
God first, play later.
That's what's up.